Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Chase McCabe, Nick Frazier, Dr. Crane with you as Big Joe has the day off. Predators back in action tonight. Must win. Game number five, down in the series 3-1. It goes back to Vancouver. Puck drop just after 9 o'clock, probably around 9:20. So it's a late night. The pregame at 8, but we'll have special coverage with Predators playoffs tonight beginning at 6 o'clock with Max Herz leading you into the pregame show at 8. So, this, I mean, there's no other way to put it, and I'm sure the guys have thought about it and talked about it, and, you know, they've obviously talked about it with the media, but amongst themselves too, till they're blue in their face. They know what they got to do. They got to go win. It's as simple as that. It's, as Al Davis once put it, just win, baby. And they got to win three in a row. And, you know, you look at that, I look at that, and I say, I don't like the odds of it. You know, could they win tonight and force game six? Of course they could. But, you know, even winning two in a row is okay. I look at that and say, you know what? I could see it. You come back here, you win here, whatever. But then you got to go back there for game seven. It's a long way. But you got to take it one game at a time, and that starts tonight. They have found themselves with their backs against the wall before. And, you know, it's not a position that I thought they were going to be in. You know, I thought that the way that they had played in the first two games, coming back to Nashville, that they would get at least one of those games. Yeah, you know, I didn't think they played super great on Friday, but they played well enough to stay in that game, to be there at the end, to score a goal, be down by one, to be in position to tie it and force overtime, and you never know what was going to happen. And then the way they played Sunday, I mean, they had a two-goal lead and blow it in the last 2 minutes. And, you know, look, I've said that phrase, they blew it. And that's the only way I know to put it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And so now they find themselves in this position where they could have won at least one game. They could be up 3-1, could be tied at 2, and they're down 3-1. And so now they know what they got to do. They got to go into this a tough place to play and win the game. Ryan McDonough spoke to the media yesterday at the airport before they left, and you kind of talked about the belief that they have in that locker room on being able to overcome.
This team has overcome some tough stretches this season. How much belief does that put in the room?
Yeah, we've had our backs against the wall. I mean, middle of the season there on the outside looking in and had to put together a good streak. And like I said, that gives us confidence. We know when we get to our game, we're tough to play against. Any team that we played against during the regular season that saw that, felt that, said that to the media after games. So we know we have that confidence in that type of game that we want to play, where we can dictate, be in the other team's face, you know, not give up much. So it's just a matter of putting that effort one more time here and getting the result and closing it out.
Yeah, and look, I 100% agree with him. They've been in those positions before. I mean, we were ready to write them off and trade everybody away after 9-2, after they lost to Dallas 9-2. And then what happened? They went on one of the best runs, or they went on a franchise record run. And so, you know, that was the best run in franchise history that they went on. We've certainly seen that. So it's not out of the question that they go in there tonight, they get their confidence back, and they win three in a row. You're also facing backup goaltenders. Now, I don't use that as, because they're on their third string goaltender, you know, you're going to automatically win. I mean, we saw it the other day. They should have won that, but they didn't. And that's because he's got a good team in front of him. You know, Vancouver's got, we've talked about Josi needs to play better and Forsberg needs to play better and all that. They have some players like that too. You know, Besser was kind of the guy the other day, but, you know, Pettersson hasn't really done much. Kind of waiting for him to wake up consistently. So, you know, it's kind of the same thing. Both of these teams, I said it on Sunday, have another gear that I don't think they've found yet. The Predators obviously have to find it tonight and in order to win three in a row. But they've certainly been in these spots before. So, I don't think it's going to happen. You know, I think there's a chance they could win tonight, but I don't see them winning three in a row. But if they do, I'll get on these airwaves and I'll go, well, shame on me for counting them out, because they've proven it before and they just proved it again. But they have to prove it. I mean, that's just the way it is. The heartbreak in which they lost the game on Sunday is just, for me, that bad taste is still in my mouth, and I was sitting in the stands watching it. My hope is that, you know, pro athletes that have been through this before and time again, they can shake that off, and they probably can, but sometimes those things linger. Like, I hope that Andrew Burnett sat down with Colton Sissons and was like, hey, man, let it go. It's all good. We got you. Because, I mean, that was, oh, that was it. I was going to put the game away, hit a post. And look, it was a great defensive play too. But it's a tough one to get over and a tough one to swallow. I'm sure they're glad that they got on a plane and, you know, kind of are amongst themselves and got out of here and everything. But that's a tough one. But they got the right coach. And that's one thing that, you know, they got good leadership with McDonough and Yossi and that whole group and Shin and O'Reilly and Nyquist and guys that they brought in. But I think they got great leadership with their head coach. You know, what was funny is I was looking through Twitter during the break. I didn't even know this. Alex Doherty of the Tennessean had tweeted out something I just discovered related to, this was yesterday, he posted, in 03, the Minnesota Wild were down 3-1 to the Vancouver Canucks, ironically. Andrew Brunette was on that Wild team. He scored 3 goals in games 5-7 to help pull off the comeback for Minnesota. He's been there. He's fought those wars. That's why they hired him. They hired a coach that had over 1,000 games of NHL experience, that had been through the playoff battles, that understood what these guys that he was being asked to coach were going through. He knows. He was asked yesterday on the best approach for a team that's facing elimination. Here is what he said.
Well, I think sort of etch a sketch, you know, goldfish kind of mentality, and you go in and you had to win a game in there regardless, and you just go win one. And everything is, all the focus, all the effort is just about tomorrow night. Doesn't matter how you got here. This is playoff hockey. Things happen fast. Things change fast, and let's change the narrative tomorrow.
I love that. I love the Bruno-isms. Be a goldfish. You know, etch a sketch. Just erase it. And he's right. Like, it's not just something you say. It's actually something you do. He's 100% right. But it's easier said than done. And that's what worries me. You know, there may be some guys that, especially the veteran guys that have kind of been through this before, that's like, all right, we're good. I'm going to shake it off. But then, you know, some of those young guys that haven't experienced this, it's like, well, could I have done something differently? Like, you know, what if I'd done this better? Or, you know, they just overthink it. Now, you have those serial winners, as we call them, that, you know, are sitting there talking and saying like, hey, just let it go. It's all good. Let it go. We can't control. You can't control the past. You can't change the past. This is what you have to do now. And what you have to do now is go into Vancouver, overcome the atmosphere, because that place is going to be rocking. They know that, you know, they got a chance to close out a series and move on to the next round and all of that. It's going to be popping tonight, and you just have to put your head down and go in and play. And play your game. And then the other thing is, you got to help out your goalie. Because I look at Saros, and, you know, we've talked about this year and that this year has not been his best. Now, that stretch that they went on, he was Vezina caliber. I mean, he's obviously shown that he can do it, but he hasn't been at his best during the playoffs as of yet. You look at when Adam Vengen was on with me on Sunday, you know, the screens, the goals he's allowed because of screens, you know, that, and that's something that his size, he can't help that. They got to help him. They got to clear it out in front of him. And so you got to back up Saros. And all this talk of, you know, could you go to Lincoln Inn and all that? No. UC Soros is the guy. And like Greg A. On our text line, driven by WilsonKennyHoney.com, 615-737-1025 said, how I feel about tonight's Preds game. This could be the last night we see Soros in a Preds jersey. I know there's going to be people that think that and wonder that, and that's an off-season discussion. I don't think it's going to be. Now, Barry Trotz has a difficult decision ahead of him. You know, do you try and sign Soros to a long-term deal? Do you go ahead and move him, get something for him, and then the Askarov era officially begins? You know, I think Askarov is ready for the NHL. I don't think he's ready to be the go-to guy every night. So it's a it's a tough decision, but it's one that is not even on Barry Trotz's mind right now, and it shouldn't be. What's on his mind right now is just being there for his team where they go into a must-win game tonight. And I'm my answer is, you know, I've made predictions on every game. I don't have one because I really don't know. I don't know how to feel about this one. I think they could win, but I think they could have won every game they've been in so far, and they've won one. So I don't really know. I'm curious of what you think. 615-737-1025. You can weigh in on that. Also, our question of the day, what's your go-to comfort food? Which I have a feeling a lot of you will be eating some comfort food with it being a late game, because that seems to be what happens. But coming up next, do we trust them? Do we trust the Predators? After everything they've been through this season, do you trust them to get this done tonight? We'll discuss that coming up next. Chasing Big Joe on this Tuesday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
This is not the first time that you faced elimination in your career. What have you found over your career to be the best approach when facing this situation?
You can't go rogue, that's for sure. You can't just go out and try and do it yourself. Anytime you do that, you know, it just kind of dismantles itself. Obviously, everybody wants to have success and win the game and be a part of that team's success, but you have to do it together, and that's the same thing this group has done all season. Is we've won games together. It hasn't been because of one person's individual effort at times and stuff. So we've got to lean on each other here as a staff, as a group, and understand that for us to be successful, us to have a chance to win a game, we need everybody to play their best game.
Ryan McDonough yesterday, pretty sound advice. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. We'll talk to Hal Gill coming up in just a few minutes from Vancouver, get his thoughts on tonight's game and the series to this point. And also, at the end of the show, for celebrity birthdays, we'll have your chance to participate in celebrity birthdays and your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Morgan Wallen at Nissan Stadium on Thursday. So be listening for that in your queue to call in on that. But he's right. Look, you can't go rogue. You got to work together as a team, because if you try and do it all on your own and be the hero and play hero ball, whatever, it's not going to work out. There has to be structure. You have to work together. And I think this team knows that. I mean, I think at this point, you know, through 86 games together, that Andrew Brunette has, you know, pretty much gotten that point across, and they know what he expects. And you know, he has that kind of game plan now. So I'm not really concerned about that. Like, you know, now at the same time, you know, I want to see Philip Forsberg go to another level. I want to see Roman Josi go to another level. You know, Ryan O'Reilly, you know, get up to another level, because those are the guys that you have to depend on. Everybody's got to pull the rope, but you got to depend on those guys to come in at the clutch moments. And that just hasn't happened a whole lot consistently. I know it's happened, but it hasn't been as consistent as it needs to be during this series. And so you certainly want to see some of that tonight. And that's how they're going to be able to get, you know, get the win. But do you trust the Predators to get the win tonight? And my true, honest answer is yes, I do. I trust them that they know what they need to do to go out there and win. It's just, I don't know if they're going to be able to, because they're playing a really good team. They've been playing a good team. You know, did they have an opportunity to win the series? Absolutely they did. But Vancouver has shown that they belong. They may be young. They may not have the same amount of experience as the Predators have, but they're a damn good hockey team. And the puck has bounced their way at times, and but they've done what they needed to do to get the job done. And so that's kind of how I look at it. Andrew Burnett was also asked about, you know, finding their way through stretches like they've been through, being able to bring the confidence back up in the room. Here's what he said.
How much confidence and belief in the locker room does that give your group?
Well, it should give us a lot. I mean, I think, you know, you think back to, you know, even after that Dallas game, you know, things can go either one way or the other. I think it's very similar to tomorrow. It can go one way or the other. Which way do we want it to go?
Simple as that. Which way do they want it to go? Now, one question I have for him, and I know he's asked this probably every day, do you make lineup changes? He made one because he had to. Spencer Stastny got hurt. Dante Fabbro went in. I'll be curious of what Hal, his evaluation of Fabbro, but I thought he played fine. You know, I thought he was good. You couldn't really see him get into the rhythm that you wanted him to because Josi got hurt. And so the shifts were off for a good chunk of the game because Josi went out. But overall, I thought he was fine. No changes were made with the forwards. Parsonen did warm up, but he did not play. If it's me, I'm making changes tonight. I didn't think Novak was as bad. I noticed him more, but I still think he struggled in this series, and you need a bigger body. I'm taking Tommy Novak out. I'm putting Juuso Parsonen in. I might consider making some other changes to work Glass in because Glass hasn't had that opportunity yet. But I'm definitely putting Parsonen in. That's kind of where I'm going first. But, you know, if I were going to make another change, I'd maybe look at Jankowski. Even though I don't think Jankowski's been fine. You know, like I heard Jared go on kind of a rant about the fourth line yesterday, and I hear this a lot. It's not just him. I'm not just picking on him. Other people do it too, where you just get caught up with, oh, that's the fourth line. They suck. They don't need to play. And I just don't buy into that because I think they serve a purpose and they are the identity line and they set the tone and they have done that. So I'm not gonna sit here and go, oh yeah, no, they shouldn't play because they stink. You know, I think that Michael McCarron and Cole Smith and Kiefer Sherwood have done a really good job, and then you have Janko that's, you know, been in there as well. But you could take him out and put Glass in to get a little more, you know, will and skill and a guy that's just been sitting there chomping at the bit. So for me, for sure, it's Novak and Parsonen in, and then maybe you take Jankowski out and put Glass in as well. I wouldn't hate that. And that's not an indictment against either one. It's just you got to change something up. And I think having, you know, like, again, two hungry kids that have just been sitting there going, give me my shot, give me my shot. I feel like one of those moves does happen tonight. What do you think, Dr. Crane? You think there's a change?
Yeah, I was leaning towards Juuso Parsonen being inserted into the lineup somewhere. I mean, if it's it could be anywhere in the lineup. I mean, they just have to switch something up. I know in that first clip with Ryan McDonagh saying you can't go rogue, I was thinking here behind the microphone, I was like, you know, Is that categorized under the umbrella of going rogue by switching up the lineup in some form or fashion?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think if you switch the lineup, that's just a strategic move.
Yeah, I guess so. Because like the thing that kind of sticks out is that if you do switch up the lineup too much, then you kind of lose that mojo with whatever got you there. You know?
Yeah, you don't want to chase it. You don't want to chase it too much. But I think they're at the point now where one, maybe two changes is more for the better than the worse.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I look at it. Some of you have weighed in 615-737-1025. 8860 says, I don't trust them. It may be years of disappointment talking, but they've had a chance to win every game this series and they've only won one. Look, I think that's fair. That's a fair assessment. However, the only spot I'll push back on is that yes, you've had years of disappointment, but this is a different group. This is a different era. New GM, new coach. Yes, you got Yossi and Forsberg and Saros and some of those guys, but this is a pretty different team than the ones in the past. And so I think you have to consider that. And my big thing, too, is Andrew Brunette is the X factor. He's been through this before. Now, granted, I know he's not out on the ice playing with these guys, but he's seen it. He's lived it. So has O'Reilly. So, I mean, Yossi and Forsberg, they've been through this, you know, over their career. I mean, they played in a Stanley Cup final. So there's experience. There's guys that can look back in their careers and go, we've been through this before. And, you know, each situation is different, but at the same time, they can rely on that experience and try and do something about it. Donovan said, I've been continually hoping Cody Glass will get back on the ice. He was a part of the team the whole season and deserves to be out there during the playoffs. I put him in over the guy that replaced Donovan. I would put Parson in over Tommy Novak also. Take the two little guys, Novak, and then he's talking about Bevilier, number 21, and put the 6'3" Glass and Parson and bigger guys in the lineup. Bevilier's been good, though. Like, I'm not taking Bolivier out right now because he's been pretty good during the playoffs. So I think I would keep him in. You know, maybe you make a case at the end of the regular season after the trade deadline. It kind of took him a minute to, you know, get dialed in. But, you know, Barry Trotz made that move because he knew him. He had played for him in New York and knew that he was somebody that could help him during the playoffs. So I think he's been pretty good. We'll get Hal Gill's thoughts on what could happen tonight and what the lineup looks like. We'll do that coming up next. It's Chasing Big Joe here on this Tuesday. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan today as Vanderbilt Baseball takes on Tennessee Tech. Pregame at 5:45, first pitch at 6. Vandy Baseball is brought to you by Smoky Mountain Tops, your countertop experts. Visit SmokyMountainTops.com.
Harold Priestley Gill.
Oh yeah.
Preds
We're
and
fired
Pens
up
coming
here,
up
man.
Next.
We're ready to go, Preds and Pens. Let's do this.
I'm gonna throw a chair off the roof of the building.
Yeah. I'm feeling it now. Oh yeah.
That person is not only gonna win world titles, but he's gonna have record-breaking ratings. Oh yeah.
Yes, he is. Hal Gill joins us now, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hal Gill is, of course, brought to you by Duncan every week. Skillsy, you got to be fired up just after that.
Yeah. You know what? I feel like there's certain decisions you make in your life that will stick with you forever. Like, and that decision to do the wrestling hype up with Pete Weber, that might stick with me.
Huh? Yeah.
That seems the way it's going.
Well, look. Anything is going to help
but
tonight.
I am fired up, nonetheless.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be. It's game five. It's pretty simple. You win, your season continues. You lose, your season ends. That's how it goes. Is that the conversation? Does there need to be a conversation? Or do these guys know what they got to go out there and do?
You know what? I'm guessing if I'm in that locker room, I'm looking around and guys, I was like, hey, guys, there's no way we can just, like, go ahead and win, like, 18 in a row. Like right? That could never happen, right? We can never put wins together. Like, what are we talking about? I'd be having fun with it. I think the whole idea is, you know, you just got to win a game. You know, that's the bottom line. And I think they've played well enough. They should be confident that they can win a game. And I think there's certain series that I've been in where you're just like, nothing's going right, and we're just not good enough to beat this team. You know, you have to face the reality. I don't think that's a reality in this one. I think they're just as good, if not, they play better. And I think last game was a sure sign of that, except for the last 3 minutes or 4 minutes. And, you know, hey, that still counts. It's a huge 4 minutes, but that was all it was. That was the difference.
How much does, you know, we've talked about the guys they brought in and that Barry Trotz signed and serial winners and all that. But how much does looking at Andrew Brunette, who's been through these battles? I mean, he was down 3-1 to Vancouver, you know, in his career as a player and was a huge contributor to them coming back and winning. How much does that help, especially the young guys, to look at their coach and go, okay, he's lived this. I need to listen to him.
Yeah. You know, and it infuriates people that aren't athletes, right? I mean, people that haven't been in that position, I get infuriated when Bruno stands there and says, hey, you know, it is what it is. We got to move on. I thought we played a great game. We let it slip, but we got to move on and we got to play the next game. I think that's the confidence that he has. He knows he can't go back and change it. They're going to make adjustments where they need to, but you go out and you put your best foot forward for game five and go at it then. And, you know, you don't sit there and cry about the fact that you lost in the last 4 minutes, because what is that going to do for you? You learn from it. You realize, hey, you know, we can't fade back in 4 minutes. We got to keep pushing forward and bury these guys. I think you learn from that and then you move on.
Hal Gill is with us. He'll of course be on the call with Pete Weber later on this evening. What did you think about Dante Fabbro? Came into the lineup, Stastny gets hurt, but what did you think about his game the other night? And I know it was a little bit difficult because Yossi missed some time with injury, but overall.
I liked it. I thought he got better. Obviously, you're getting thrown. What was Lavi's old saying? You're getting thrown on a moving train. you know, you're trying to jump onto it, and it's going fast. The playoffs are a fast brand of hockey, and so I thought as the game went on, he adjusted to it and he got better. I thought he moved the puck well when he needed to, and you know, I think in a lot of aspects, I always said if you didn't notice me when I was playing defense, that's a good thing because you're defending well. Now I think you're expecting him to do more offensively than I ever did, but I think when you're looking at when a guy plays, you just want to go out and do your job. Keep it simple, especially when you haven't played in a playoff game yet. So I think he did a good job.
Yeah, and look, I thought he was moving the puck around. I thought he was shooting the puck. Like I did notice him, but for the good things.
Yes. Yep. And I think that's what I think he can offer to the game. And everyone talks about it. If when he's moving his feet, he can make that little slip pass. He can make the breakout defensively, and then offensively, I think he's got good vision to get pucks through, and so I think that helps the Preds.
I've used the phrase, you don't want to chase the lineup, you know, throughout this whole thing, but, you know, the question has been, should Andrew Brunette make some changes, especially in the forwards, and Tommy Novak's name comes up quite a bit. You got depth sitting on the bench. They called up Juuso Parsonen, he's sitting there, Cody Glass as well. So in a must-win game, is now the time that maybe you do make a change that he's hinted at the last few games, or do you ride with what got you there and just see what happens?
It's tough. I that's why it's hard being a coach. I think you have to make a decision that you're trying to predict the future, right? And you look at Novak and Evangelista and Jankowski and all the success that they had together, and you're like, okay, is it going to come back? How long do I have to wait? And at the same time, you're looking at it and saying, okay, it's not happening. So, you know, it's not clicking. So let's change it up and put someone else out there that can make it happen. It's a tough decision. But I trust that Bruno's got a pretty good pulse, and you know, you're asking Glass or Parson, and remember that, hey, jump into a game five, and you know, it's the same thing with Fabbro. Like, we don't need a hero, just go play well, but it would be great if you score a goal. You know, it's like, it's a tough position to be in, but it's also, you know, you need to get results. So whatever they decide, I'm sure they're going to be confident with it and move forward.
I may be crazy for thinking this way, but does Bruno have to look at big picture too with a guy like Tommy Novak, sign him to a long-term extension? You know, you take him out for a playoff game, you know, and that could wreck his confidence, or do you kind of have to have that one game at a time mentality?
That's actually a great point. I think, everyone knows that, hey, if you're not going in the playoffs, you're going to sit, but at the same time, you want to develop some trust with those players, and so that's a great point. I don't think they think of that as much as people would think. I think the only thing that Bruno was thinking about is getting a win. And he's not looking past game five, and he's certainly not looking past this season into next. So, but you want a rapport with a guy, and you want to get a feel on a guy, and maybe he's doing that with him. He's working through a guy like Novak, saying, all right, you got to do this. This is how you need to be better, and looking for those adjustments and hoping he gets it done.
Talking to Hal Gill, you know, I mentioned the experience that Bruno has as a player Rick Tocchet can say the same thing, played in the league for a long time. Have you kind of seen that come into fruition with what you've seen out of a younger Vancouver team, a team that doesn't have the same amount of experience as the Predators have, but you've seen their head coach's experience play a factor?
Yeah, I think you see the toughness come out and the discipline that Vancouver has. You know, they don't really get flustered. I think their slogan is resilient. You know, Preds are relentless and they're resilient. And I think that's in large part due to him, just the way he played and the way he conducts himself. He's very matter of fact. He's not too colorful, but he's honest. And I think that's, you see a lot of that in the team. And I was actually talking to Vancouver media about, they asked me, you know, you tell us about the fight you had with Tocchet. And I will tell you, Tocchet is a scary man. And I went to, we squared off and I went to grab him and I missed, went over. I tried to grab his collar and went over and grabbed the back of his jersey. And he was right up in my grill throwing lefts and rights. And it all happened real fast. And one of my favorite welcome to the NHL moments is him coming over to me after the fight and skating around, showing me his knuckles and say, hey, did I cut you on my, is that on your teeth? Or what did I hit you? Where did I hit you? And I was like, I don't know. Do you need a rabies shot now after punching me in the face? Like, I didn't know what to do. Or was he just psyching me out, making me feel like a fool because he just punched my face in? Anyway, tough guy, and I wouldn't want to fight him again. And I think his team plays a lot like that.
Have you and him talked about that like during this series at all?
No. When he walks down the hall, I turn the other way. I go to the other side of the street and look for quarters.
I don't blame you. All right, Skillsy. Well, appreciate the time as always. We know what's at stake tonight, and I hope that we keep talking and keep playing and that there's a game at Bridgestone on Friday.
Yeah, no, I think this is going to be a great game. Either way, I think the Preds are going to give everything they got, and hopefully the hockey gods come around for the Preds Nation. They need a little help. They need a little redemption after last game.
Yeah, the hockey gods are very real. We are learning that for sure. Appreciate it, Skillsy.
You got it. Take care.
Hal Gill joining us here on the program, as he does every Tuesday, and always enjoy his insight. All right, now is the time. The first two callers at 615-737-1025 will be able to participate in celebrity birthdays, with the winner going to see Morgan Wallen at Nissan Stadium this Thursday. But you got to call in. You got to participate in celebrity birthdays. I'm making you earn these tickets today. 615-737-1025. And we will do that coming up next. Chase and Big Joe on this Tuesday, 1025-1063 The Game.